Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thad Boesley. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The DH, Bob Molinaro. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Thad Boesley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boesley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boesley. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Boesley steals second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker scores. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molinaro moves to second. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Whitaker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta misplays the ball. That's an error on Orta. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Naorodny. Stanley moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a line drive towards third. Soderholm catches it and throws to first to double up Trammell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bosley moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0. Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish is hit by the pitch. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball towards center. LaFleur settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on LaFleur. Gar moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker catches it and throws to second with Trammell covering, to double up Gar. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 1 in the game. Naorodny strikes out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Tigers. Ron Schuler now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Bosley chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Soderholm fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Soderholm. Bosley throws the ball into Soderholm, who tags LaFleur trying to catch an extra base, for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaFleur scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molinaro for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 2 in the game. Naorodny hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm juggles the ball. That's an error on Soderholm. Stanley moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stanley. Garr reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.